If everything worked, the payoff would be British armored forces on the North German plain, on the far side of the Rhine, with an open road to Berlin. If the operation failed, the cost would be the squandering of the asset of the airborne army, failure to open the port of Antwerp. Eisenhower had to agree to put off the commitment of troops needed to open that port in order to mount Market Garden. A consequent supply crisis throughout ETO, and a dragging out of the war through the winter of 1944 through 45. In addition to putting off the opening of Antwerp, Eisenhower had to stop Patton east of Paris to get sufficient fuel for the British Second Army to mount Market Garden. In short, the operation was a roll of the dice, with the Allies putting all their chips into the bet. On September 14th, Easy took the buses back to the Membury marshalling area. On the 15th, the company got its briefing. It was reassuring. The men were told this was to be the largest airborne landing in history, 3 divisions strong. It would be a daylight landing. Unlike Normandy, it would come as a surprise to the Germans. Flak would be light, the initial ground opposition almost non-existent. In the marshalling area, waiting to go, there was a great deal of gambling. One of the recruits, Private Cecil Pace, was a fanatic gambler. To the chagrin of the veterans, he won $1,000 at craps. Colonel Sink gave the regiment a pep talk. "You'll see the British tanks," he said, "some of them Sherman's and the others Cromwell's. Don't mistake the Cromwell's for German tanks. And those Guards divisions, they're good outfits, best in the British Army. You can't get in 'em unless you've got a sir in front of your name and a pedigree a yard long. But don't laugh at 'em. They're good fighters. Another thing," he went on, rubbing his face, "I don't want to see any of you running around in Holland in wool-knit caps." General Taylor caught a 506th man wearing one of those caps in Normandy and gave me hell for it. "Now I don't want to catch hell, see, and I know you don't. So if you've got to wear a wool-knit cap, keep it under your helmet. And don't let General Taylor catch you with that helmet off. I know you men can do all right, so I don't have to talk about fighting. This is a good enough outfit to win a presidential citation in Normandy. Now you old men, look after the replacements, and we'll all get along fine." Webster recorded that it was always a pleasure to listen to Sink, because he had a sensible, realistic, humorous approach to combat.